Christ is able. That's where I was. Amen. He's able. What do you need? He's able. Amen. See, you may convince your psychiatrist. You may convince your doctor. You may say, "Oh, you know what's happened to me? It just can't be undone. I'm gonna," and they'll mollycoddle you and everything else. But you're not gonna convince me. You're not gonna convince Sister Margaret. You're not gonna come up and say, "Hey, you know, I know, you know, Jesus, He done so much, but how I am is," no, He can do all. Nothing's impossible with Him. He is able and willing to bring healing to every soul, whosoever will look to Him in faith. You say, "Brother Chris, these problems that I have." Now listen, let's be true to human life, reality, true to God's word. I'm not telling you that you live 60 years in sin, you get saved, that you're going to have perfect healing for all the mess in your body. Amen? See, if I live a certain way and abuse the body, God in His mercy can save me, and He does people even in older years. But I may go to an early grave because of the abuse I put to my body. Amen? That is part of the tragedy of sin, the reality of sin, and the reaping of sin. Amen? You know, you do something crazy and sin, damage your body, you know, God is going to heal. He could bring healing to your soul. He will. He'll make a way for you to get through what you got to suffer. But dear ones, there ain't no need trying to hold up anything in God's word and like people do. And this is where I get nervous about some of those goofy faith healers. They demand God do things. I'm like, let me leave the room. You little piece of dirt telling the Creator what He's got to do. No, don't be trying to abuse God's word like that. You're on dangerous ground. He can zap you out just like that. We're going to pay the price for sin in our bodies that we have inflicted upon them. The scars, amen? Amen. You know, you that have broken limbs and had to have surgery, you know, the bone may be healed, but you still got the scars, right? God can bring healing, and He will, to your soul. But the scars that sin leave on our lives. Amen. See, I say that because we need to understand, dear ones, and our young people need to understand, and people with goofy ideals that think sin don't matter. That's absolute foolishness. It's stupidity. It's ignorance. Think sin doesn't matter. I mean, people who sit in church pews today, Christian, people who profess to be Christians, even preachers saying that sin just doesn't matter because of the grace of God. Well, that man's an idiot. Or the woman, whoever she is. Sin always matters. Sin damages the soul. You persist in it, sin will separate you from God. That is what the Bible says. In spite of all these theologians today that want to think the opposite, I can't help if they disagree with God's word. God's word is going to be forever true, and they're going to be proven liars. So we need to understand, even though things happen in the body, the body's not what's most important. Amen? Our soul. Oh, I wish, sometimes talk and think about things, I wish the whole world could know. I mean, just understand. They don't, not my voice they need to hear, but the voice of the Lord about how important their soul is. All they're running after. I mean, our world, our society is caught up in taking care of the body, pleasing the body, trying to eke a few more years out of the body. And they are ignoring and neglecting their souls that are going to live forever somewhere. Amen. And if you don't know it, let me be clear. The condition of our soul is going to determine where we go in eternity. There are but two options, a place called hell and a place called heaven. And I will tell you who's going to inhabit those. In hell are going to be the unrepentant, sin-diseased souls. And they will be in eternal flames of torment forever. We don't like to hear those things. But on the other hand, those souls that have humbled themselves and put their faith in Jesus Christ, and they have allowed God, through the blood of Christ, the ministry of the Spirit, the Word of God, to bring a wonderful healing to our soul, we're going to live forever in the glories of heaven, rejoicing in the presence of a holy God. My, what a day that will be. I read that in Malachi, but it's really hard for us to relate to the Jewish mindset in so many levels. Well, impossible, because we weren't there. But it was such a beautiful and important part of what God said through Malachi, that when the Messiah comes, he's going to come with healing. I mean, they needed healing on every level, from the top down. I mean, they're slaves to a tyrant. Their society's messed up. Their way of life's disrupted. Their bodies are broken. They couldn't go down and ask a surgeon to do open heart surgery. They needed healing. You know, their children suffering, and they longed for a healer. Worst of all, their souls that were oppressed by sin and Satan. Long years they waited for a Messiah healer. Amen? And yet when he came, now catch this. How did he come? With healing in his wings. As the healer of the soul. When he came, they were so degraded by their own sin, they rejected him, murdered him, nailed him to a cross. Amen. The very one who came to bring healing. And then finally we get back to those words we started with, the words of Jesus. So familiar. He's quoting the prophecy of Isaiah about himself, that he came to preach the gospel, heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. Our minds get to running to all these directions, and yet everything that he said there has to do with bringing healing for the soul. Amen. Amen. You say, Brother Chris, but he healed a lot of bodies, and yeah, but they only lived a few more years, and the bodies went back to the dust. But he's been healing souls ever since. And everything that he said there, everything that he lived for, everything that he died and rose again for, is to bring healing to man's soul that is damaged by sin. And it's not difficult to, you know, a lot of people like to relate, carnal-minded people, they just relate everything physically. But the physical things are but symbolic of the spirit, the soul, the sins of the soul. You say, because that's just a sin of the body. No, no, no. You know, that was just my hand that did it. Problem is, it damaged your soul. Amen. Okay, let's back up. Probably none of you said, my hand did it. My tongue just got away from me. Whew. I just, that little member, he's got a mind of his own. Oh, no, he doesn't. He moves according to the dictates of the soul. What did Jesus say? Out of the abundance of the heart, the soul. Oh, it got real quiet there. But just think a moment, you know. Maybe some say the first and worst of all sin. Pride. Pride is a type of mental insanity. Anger. I know it's just me here that ever battles a hot temper. I'm the only one. Anger is a fever of the spirit. Greed. It's easy to say. Not a big deal for me. Every sinner has been guilty of greed. Some say it is the worst and last to get rid of. Greed is a cancer of the soul. Lust is like leprosy in the heart. Sloth, didn't know I was going there, did you? It's like a paralysis of man's soul. I could go on, but they all relate. But the good news, part of the good news, is when Jesus came, he came to heal all of it. All. Every single thing that afflicts and damages the soul, Jesus came to heal it. All. Let me just ask you just a few questions now. Last page here. I won't say I'm closing yet. I'll just say I'm on the last page. Can we imagine having been created with a soul of such worth that Jesus would be unwilling to heal the soul? Can we comprehend that this merciful Savior who touched the legs that could not walk and the paralytic man and the blinded eyes and raised the dead to life, that done all these things that only mattered for a few brief years, that he would do all that and he would not heal the soul? Heal lame feet, but leave the eternal soul of man damaged by sin. And then this Savior, as I put in this week, I lose track of the devotionals. You remember the kind of call he gave to us? A holy calling? He would call us with a holy calling. Call us to follow him. Call us to walk in righteousness. Call us to love our neighbor. Call us to all these things. This one who called us with such a high and a holy calling that he would expect us to answer that call and never be healed of the problems in our soul. How are you going to answer that call? By experiencing his healing in the soul. Amen. So, Brother Chris, I do all right until I get that part about loving your enemies. You know, that makes a lot of people do that. Loving your enemies. Well, I'll just tell you. You can't do it on your own. You know? If you're trying to do it on your own, I don't say these words very much, but if you're trying to do it on your own, give up. You can't. Admit defeat. You don't have it in you. Your soul has to be healed to love your enemy. Amen? Because you're battling that because that enemy in some way has caused damage. Oh yeah, others can cause damage. Most of it is from our own, but others can. But until you receive healing for your soul, you can't love that enemy. But I will promise you, millions of God's children have testified, and I can today, that when you let God bring healing to your soul, you can love your enemies. You can bless those who curse you. Pray for those who despitefully. These are words Jesus called us to. Oh, I know they're not popular today. Well, I am going to close in just a moment now. But I wonder today, are we going to believe the report? Isaiah asked that, who hath believed our report? I've told you about a Savior that is the healer of the soul, all diseases of the soul. Are we going to believe the report? Are we going to believe God's word? That the one who came from heaven to earth and paid that incredible price to save us, to offer us this great salvation, are we going to believe that He is and will be the healer of our soul? Are we going to believe it? Are you experiencing it today? What He desires to do for you and offers to you, are you experiencing that healing? See, all healing is not done like that. Amen. Personally, I've never seen that. You know, you get a cut or a break, it takes a few days. A lot of people, now there's some healing that comes instantly, but there's other healing that takes a little while. Not nearly as long as people like to imagine. You know, I've read it, I've heard it. Oh, it's just going to take me years before I can forgive that person. Well, I hope you don't die in the meantime. Amen. Because you're going to die lost. You know, when God saved me, there was somebody I hated. I mean, I was too scared of the law, but I had murder in my heart, just like a lot of you had. I'm not saying we was wanting to take a gun and kill somebody, but I mean, we did not like them. Boy, everybody's afraid to nod their head now. You might as well all nod. Because God knows our hearts. But when Christ saved me, it didn't take 6 years or 16 years or 6 months. He brought healing to my soul so that I was able to forgive it and let it go right then. You say, well, that's because you... No, it ain't because I was raised right. And Mom done... I mean, she done all she could to raise us right. Because when you put your faith in Christ, He will do a healing work that will astound even us. Amen? I was amazed that the one I hated I could love and begin to pray for. Become concerned about. Problem there is too many people don't want to let go of it. Instead of holding on to Christ, they're holding on to all that junk. You can't have healing when you're doing that. Maybe you are here and you would say amen to most of what I've said, but in your mind there is something that you're never going to get healed of. I'm talking about damage to your soul that you just, in your mind, there's no getting over it. And you've been stuck here, stuck that same place for years, maybe for decades. Because you don't believe that Christ either can or will bring healing in that part of your life. I'll say it again, I already have. There is no area of your soul that He will not heal. if you will let him. Amen. Nothing is impossible. The prophet said that he didn't use the word heal. He talked about the Messiah coming. He can restore the years of devastation. Oh, I love that passage. Because there's been a lot of years of devastation in a lot of people's lives. He's the healer of the breach, the restorer. Hallelujah. That's Jesus, the healer of the soul. Maybe today, and this is my last word. You know, as you've listened, that your life that you're living now is bringing more and more damage to your soul. It is a life that pushes Christ out, a life that you live selfishly for your desires, not His will, a life, we can gloss it up, but a life like that is called a sinful life. And the further a person continues in it, the more damage to the soul it brings. And if you are a parent, your sin is damaging the souls of your children. Amen. Oh, it's hard. Hard. All throughout the Bible, sons suffer for the sins of the father. They don't have to bear the eternal punishment of it, but we suffer. Father, we're going to have Father's Day in just a couple weeks. If you're living a life without Christ, you're not only damaging your soul, but you're damaging the souls of your precious children, mothers, grandparents. Oh, we don't have as much influence as parents, but we have influence. Today, God has sent a message about Jesus as the healer of the soul, because He wants to heal that damage that has been done and to stop further damage from being done. He's the healer. As our praise team comes and we sing a verse of invitation, I wonder today if there's somebody who needs healing in their soul. I don't wonder. I just wonder if someone will step out and seek the Lord. I know that there are many that need healing in their soul. As we stand together, if the Lord has spoken to your heart, and I believe He has many hearts, I invite you to be honest before God and to step out of where you are and come and bow at this altar. Not that the altar is going to do anything, but just to make it clear that you are not ashamed of the fact that you are bowing before Jesus Christ. You are surrendering before Him. And you tell Him, as we're going to sing in this song, Lord Jesus, to You I surrender all. I need and I want that healing for my soul. I surrender all to You. Will You step out this morning? Father, thank You for this song.